During wide receiver Taylor Gabriel's rookie year, he confessed that he used to watch film of Andrew Hawkins and used him as inspiration to continue to pursue the dream of playing professional football. It's now a year later, and the teammates have grown close and are inspired by each other to continue to be better with every step.
The difference in training camp from last year and this year is just I know what to expect this year. I know kind of the times I need to run full speed, and I know kind of the times I need to gauge and kind of focus more on the precision of my routes. So this year it's been a lot easier, but I mean, this training camp is always going to be mentally taxing.
Yeah. I can do training camps in my sleep.
Yeah,
man.
Where's this walker?
No, I mean, like, same like you said, man. I mean, you just, another year, I'm more comfortable with the guys. You know, last year was my first year, and you know, a lot of guys always, you know, wonder when you get new players what they're going to be or how they're going to contribute. So this year we're a little bit more comfortable with each other from a teammate standpoint. And I think guys have a lot more trust in each other, and the chemistry is a lot better than it was last year.
It's just kind of weird going into this year, going into my second year, not being that rookie. You know what I mean? And the rookie's asking me questions and saying that I'm the old guy. But I'm enjoying the whole process of everything and the anticipation to get into this season. And it's, and the hype, just, it's my second year, so I'm kind of just more than excited than anxious, more than last year.
The thing we're looking forward to the most, I think, is just the competition of it all. You know, this is a time of year where, you know, everybody's zero and zero. They're going to, the people in the media are going to say what we are, what we're not, what other teams are, what we're not. But it's on, at the end of the day, after 16 games, all that will be factual. So, I mean, just the anticipation of getting out there and having the control over what it is that we're going to be at the end of the day, and I think that's what we're most excited about.
Right 25. There you go. Good, ABC. Hey, Taylor, that's it. Good job.
The biggest challenge that I'm going to face. What's the challenge?
Ain't no challenge. It's Taylor Gabriel you talking to, man.
The biggest challenge. I would say just taking that next step from last year. Not just going out there running routes, being a rookie trying to just get open, but being more just dialing in on the game of football, coverages, this guy, the tendencies. So really just digging in and just finding the little things and tweaking a few things with my game. So that's what the things that I need to work on going a year two.
This is always constant improvement. The NFL is an ever-changing game, man. You got young guys like this that you got to fend off. You know what I mean? The force is strong with this one. But at the same time, I mean, you want to keep up. You know, like, I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I still got some juice. So, you know what I mean? It's just always getting better. From a philosophy standpoint, you can always get smarter. Like, your physical abilities kind of are what they are. But I think what makes, you know, veterans, you know, play at a higher level is because you understand the game better. Certain things you don't have to think about as much as I used to, because I know, you know, I've seen these coverages. I know what this guy's going to do because I know, you know, what that guy's doing. So that tells me, you know, stuff like that. And as you get older, it's something that comes with time. But just continuing to improve on that is kind of what I'm focused on.
Shotgun waiting on the third down snap. He's got it. He throws. It's caught. Gabriel's got it inside the five. He's out of the 2.5 yard line, and it will be first and goal.
If you guys are fantasy football drafted, man, number 18, don't sleep. Okay, this is the one. This is Taylor Gabriel. Remember this interview. Remember this interview, okay? What camera doing? What camera we in? Interview. Listen, remember this interview. You heard it here first, man.
That's your turn to tell him about number 6.
I'm trying to think about it, but you did such a great job.
No, we're good.
Coach John DeFilippo was hired to the Browns with one task in mind. Help the team win. The first-time offensive coordinator, referred to as Flip, has embraced the task and is using his 15 years experience coaching to put his mark on the offense.
The Flip decision was an easy one for me. I'd interviewed him a year ago and felt very comfortable then. And so it was an easy decision this year to bring him in.
Do you take more of a big picture thinking type role when you're the coordinator? You know, when you're a position coach, you're just so fixated on your own position that you don't realize that there's, you know, four other positions on offense that are out there too.
I think Flip's going to be awesome for our offense. He's a very detailed person, and I think that translates really well to being an offensive coordinator. It's obviously really important to him. You can tell that he spends long nights up in his office diagramming plays and coming up with the best strategy that it's going to take to win every Sunday.
Obviously, it's a new offense for us and learn his system, but I think it fits for everybody. I mean, every position is going to have an opportunity to be anywhere on the field at any time, not just the tight ends, even the running backs, receivers. Everybody's moving around, and I think it's going to be huge for our offense. It's going to keep the defense off balance.
I think Flip has had a really good camp. You know, it's we spent a lot of the offseason kind of learning the offense. We installed it real fast, and to see Flip call some plays and have some big touchdown runs, some, you know, really good, you know, passes come together and see him, kind of his calling style, it's been really fun.
Flip said it. Flip said, hey, listen, I want to be the winningest offense in the NFL, whether that means throwing the ball 40 times in a game or throwing the ball 15 times in a game. That's all about playing complementary football, that we'll look at each game individually. How do we need to win this game on offense? How do we need to win this game on defense?
Coming up, Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel take us inside the huddle and what Johnny has learned from the 13-year veteran. Next, on Building the Browns, presented by InHealth Mutual, Ohio's only health insurance co-op.